Tuesday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts. New show that's never participated in these Amazon shenanigans. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason, except for Prime. Prime is great.
Well, we're not sponsored, so I'll give them credit for that. I don't know if you guys have been reading, but there's been a lot going on at Amazon. Recently, they laid off 14,000 roles across the company. Probably one of the largest in history, driven by a goal to be more leanly organized, move quickly in the new generation of AI-driven technology. So for people who don't know, on the actual side that me and Jason participate in, which is just ordering lots of packages, a lot of that stuff's already been replaced by robots. But they're using AI in a lot of the other sides. Now, Amazon does quite a bit. We had an Amazon Web Services outage, so I think both me and Jason, a ton of other companies use Amazon Web Services, and like I say, what my company is. But a lot of people use cloud computing nowadays, so you don't host your servers, you know, at a central office. You use a company like Amazon. We're not hosted by Amazon.
And host them virtually.
Yeah.
We're not hosted by Amazon, and fortunately for me, my company's core stuff is still on site, but there's a lot of the services that we utilize that are.
Yeah, the I was going to say,
we had like sections of our services that were down during that AWS outages.
Yeah, and it fortunately didn't affect my company at all, but I know it was a big thing going on right in the middle of the day earlier this last week. But one of the things that Amazon's doing right now is they're cutting back, especially on MMOs. So they're still supposed to be continuing on a project for a strategy game called March of Giants, and a new Tomb Raider title, as well as a racing game from Maverick Games. And then a bunch of casual and AI-focused games for its Luna Cloud Gaming service, which I've never even tried. But remember there was supposed to be another Lord of the Rings MMO?
Yeah. It was supposed to... There's still, I know they hadn't like said anything specific about any kind of unique hooks or anything, but I know they were trying to ride the high that Rings of Power gave them. And
I don't know that it gave them much of a high.
And launch an MMO game. Oh, it did amongst the general public.
Yeah.
Like, it performed well. It's just Tolkien nerds like you and me who really didn't like it.
Yeah, people that like Lord of the Rings. people that like Lord of the Rings don't like it. People that don't like Lord of the Rings like it. Whatever. But that being said...
You know, there's always been those casuals that only ever saw the Peter Jackson movies. And with exception of a couple things about The Hobbit, you know, love the movie universe. And those are the people that still really love Rings of Power.
Yeah, I know just looking at stuff on the internet, it's also not getting great ratings right now. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, not even prominent shows that are beating Rings of Power right now, and they poured, like, $1 billion into that. But that's not really the point of the story. Kind of going through a bunch of stuff through IGN and Gaming Bible and a few other stories. Looks like that's pretty much officially dead. This is the second time that it's canceled that Amazon's canceled a Lord of the Rings MMO. Part of that was just due to a contract dispute with Tencent. At this point, there's a comment out there saying that they hadn't found the hook to make the game unique, and that game's been in production for like 4 years, so I don't know if they ever really had it. But amongst all of that, there was also there was another MMO that I think one of us tried. I want to say Rusty tried it, but you remember New World?
Yeah.
Yeah, so New World is getting axed as well. So they're not going to make any more new content. So that signals, you know, the beginning of the end for it. Right now it's going to a maintenance mode. So Amazon's going to continue to provide support with bug fixes and server merges. and then reuse a lot of old recurring world events. They're going to keep them live through 2026, but the likelihood of that going beyond that is really slim. So at one point, several years ago, I want to say they had almost 1 million concurrent players on Steam. And it's just kind of like standard, I don't know, kind of standard fair MMO stuff, right? Like, I don't know that there was anything that really made it incredibly unique. And obviously for us, the only one of us that really plays any MMOs is Rusty. And I don't know that he'd even had much of a hook for him.
But, no, it really didn't.
Yeah, and it is just interesting, though. Like, they went through all those layoffs. They decided to, I don't know what they're trying to save money for. Like, that's the part that I really don't understand. Because Amazon's basically Walmart from 20 years ago at this point, right? Like, everybody shops on Amazon. I just bought toothpaste because I didn't want to go to the store and I could get a better deal on Amazon to get toothpaste. So I bought toothpaste on Amazon, right? It's usually a lot of mundane stuff like that I use Amazon for, or, you know, like my mic stand that I'm using right now, or the chair that I'm sitting in right now. It's Amazon, baby. But, yeah. I don't know what to think about this other than single-player games are potentially making a comeback. I think MMOs and arena shooters and the like are not really where it's at. And if you look at, like, current gaming trends, like, Battlefield 6 is probably the only one of those that's doing that well, right? A lot of what's doing right now is mostly in the indie space. And the amount of money you have to put behind an MMO to make it a thing, right? Because, A, you got to have a persistent games-as-a-service type thing. So it's not like you can make the game and then just let it ride, right? Like, it's got to keep going and going and going and going and going. I don't know. I appreciate that single-player games are coming back. And honestly, Amazon will survive. And the people that were employed, I feel bad about it. But I think they will survive as well. Like, having Amazon is on your resume is probably a pretty big deal. I don't know. I don't have too many more thoughts on that. I just kind of wanted to say that because that was a really big thing. I know there's a lot of people that are really big into the new world, but a lot of people, I was kind of excited for Lord of the Rings, though. I'd love a single player game at this point. But yeah.
I really would too.
I don't know. What do you guys think? If you've got any thoughts, leave them in a comment. If you want to find full episodes, find us at tiltcast.com on iTunes and Spotify, obviously youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z. Come back on Thursday and we'll have more news. We'll see you.